Imagine one day a week in the summertime when there are no large cruise ships floating in the harbor, no tourists bustling down the docks, and no buses driving people to the Mendenhall Glacier. Well, if Proposition 2 is passed by Juneau voters this fall, that could become a reality. The proposition, known as Ship Free Saturdays, asks voters whether to ban all cruise ships that carry 250 more passengers from visiting on Saturdays and on the 4th of July as soon as next summer. Throughout the spring, supporters gathered over 2,300 signatures to get it on the ballot. Advocates for the proposition say enough is enough, and the reins need to be pulled on the growth of tourism. But opponents say the financial and legal implications could hurt the local economy.
Ship Free Saturdays will give us a relief.
That's Carla Hart, a longtime activist against the tourism growth in Juneau. She was at the forefront of getting the proposition on the ballot.
Every week we will have one day of a pause. We can breathe, we can do things in our homes without helicopter noise, we can go out in the community and not be deluded by all of the people who are here who aren't from here.
According to data provided by the city, Juneau's cruise passenger volume has more than tripled in the last three decades. Hart spoke at a recent forum where she and other residents like Steve Krall said the growth of tourism has drowned them out. Krall said they simply want one day a week during the summer to get a break from it.
What would we do if we had Saturdays? We would actually live our lives like we used to or like we hope to.
Hart says the Ship Free Saturday campaign is a grassroots effort made up of everyday residents. According to campaign finance records, the group has only raised $380. On the other side, hundreds of thousands of dollars have been poured in from cruise ship company affiliates and businesses that want to stop the proposition in its tracks. Campaign finance records show that the group advocating against the proposition, called Protect Juneau's Future, has raised more than $300,000. That money has gone toward banners across town, social media ads, and mailers. Big donors for the opposition campaign include a Norwegian Cruise Line affiliate and Westmark Hotels, which have each given $75,000 to the cause. And it's not just big companies that are against the proposition. Many local businesses are too, like Wings Airway and Taku Glacier Lodge, a local tourism business that has donated $10,000. Holly Johnson is its chief marketing officer.
This is not about Saturdays. It will never be good enough. No. All days of the week would never be good enough for the people that are really pushing this. But they tagged onto something that was really emotional.
At a panel hosted in August, Johnson and other members of Protect Juneau's Future said their businesses rely on tourism, and even taking away one day a week would be a major financial blow. According to data shared by the city, cruise visitors to Juneau in 2023 directly spent $30 million on Saturdays alone. They also produced $3.7 million in revenue for the city on those days. McHugh Pierre is the president and CEO of Gold Belt Incorporated, a local Alaska Native corporation. The company owns the popular Gold Belt Tram tourist attraction downtown and has invested millions into a gondola project at the Eagle Crest ski area.
I don't want to be told when to do things and when not to do things, because when does it stop and start, right? Is it just visitors on Saturdays? Well, you know, is it truck drivers on Tuesdays, right? Is it cultural storytellers on Wednesdays? I don't like any of it. It's bad, and we just need to vote against it.
And some companies are already putting legal pressure on the city too, says Juneau's municipal attorney, Emily Wright.
If this moves forward, we likely would get sued.
Since April, the city has received three letters threatening lawsuits if voters pass the proposition. In a letter sent to the city attorney's office in June, Royal Caribbean Cruises called the proposition, quote, unlawful under state and federal law. And Allen Marine Tours said it violated federal maritime law and citizens' constitutional right to travel. A law firm that represents the privately owned AJ Dock also voiced legal concerns.
We could have multiple lawsuits that come in that get joined together because it's the same issue. We could have the dock owners. We could have businesses who are having their businesses impacted. We've got the two private docks, and then we've got the cruise lines themselves.
Wright says that if voters pass the proposition, it becomes law. That means it's the city's responsibility to defend against lawsuits using taxpayer dollars. Now, this wouldn't be the first time that the city has been sued over conflicts with cruise lines. The industry previously sued Juneau over how it spends the money earned from passenger fees. Juneau's law department is also closely watching a legal battle over limiting cruise ships in Bar Harbor, Maine. That's where a ballot initiative to limit cruise passengers passed in 2022. A local business group tried unsuccessfully to sue the town and is in the process of appealing that ruling. Wright says if Ship-Free Saturdays pass in Juneau, there could be injunctions filed over the proposition.
An injunction means to stop something. So, like, we would say, okay, guys, you're not allowed here on Saturdays, and the cruise ships would ask the court to stop us from enforcing that until the court makes a decision on the final decision about whether this is legal or not.
The business group in Bar Harbor tried to do that, but failed. Wright says it's hard to know how things will play out in Juneau if it comes to that. Voters have until Tuesday to make their choice. But the final results of the by-mail election won't be known until October 15th. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.